gotta know, can you tell me, is it punk?
Okay, let's just like talk for a minute and see if that's gonna be loud
enough. Okay. And then we can do that cute thing before the like intro plays where we're just bantering and someone says something funny and we all giggle.
Yeah, and then the music comes in.
Yeah. And then it's like, geez.
Wait, I haven't done the second one yet.
You haven't edited it?
God.
Did I haven't posted the first
one. Okay, good. That's okay.
Because I'm waiting for you.
For sure, yeah.
We want to have an archive. Although this
Welcome to the third episode of This Is Punk. It's March now, and...
No, it's October, and it's very important that everyone knows this is October.
Yeah.
This is like
this
a
is
Halloween
our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Key.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have a keyboard now, so I can put maybe effects and like wolf sounds and whatever.
The monster mash.
Other
you,
sounds.
You have the monster mash.
When two monsters Five. Really love each other.
They do
oh,
the mash.
Okay.
They do the monster mash.
5 seconds of the monster mash, I think.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah. I don't think we have that copyright.
No,
we
I think
don't.
What's fair use, isn't it? 5 seconds.
You can do a short clip as long as we also as long as we also critique it. I think is the I think
That's
is the thing.
The
we do have to decide if Monster Mash is
fun. Shoot,
Which,
why aren't we doing
okay,
that?
Okay, thanks. That was my lightning round.
Oh no.
An eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly.
Okay, so this is the third episode of Is It Punk? It is the Halloween episode, so all of our questions are going to be Halloween-themed.
We're in extremely elaborate costumes.
Yes, we are. What are you wearing? You can go ahead and tell everyone.
I'm Glinda the Good Witch.
Glinda the Good Witch, okay.
Just a giant pumpkin over
Oh,
here.
Yeah, I love it. The orange, where did you, is that spray tan or?
It is, and also I just, you know, rolled in pumpkin.
Okay, that's the smell then. So you got the spray tan and then the smell of the pumpkin really helps with that. I am the Invisible Man.
Where is Justin, by the way?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I thought you were Harry Potter wearing an invisibility cloak.
I thought I was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
In an invisibility cloak.
But I always think that. Cool. So we can just get right into it. I think you both have... a couple questions for the group, some advice you'd like to get on whether your proposals are punk or not, which is the whole point of this podcast. Preference on who goes first?
I can go first. I have sort of, I'm Catherine. Hi. We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Cynthia.
I'm Justin.
That was great. So I have brought the concept of Halloween. No, I don't think the movies, because I haven't seen them, because I'm afraid of everything, but just, like, Halloween, and I honestly feel, like, pretty neutral about this. I don't think I have any reasons it's not punk, but I haven't heard any reasons that it is punk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, candy's great, but I don't think it's particularly punk. I guess you could argue that, like, the community coming together to give kids candy is kind of punk. It's also maybe the first time I was allowed out of the house by myself, which is kind of
punk.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe those are punk things, but I don't know. Halloween, just... And, you know, that's... I'm kind of coming at it from this, like, 9-year-old perspective, but, like, you know, college kids have an entirely different Halloween experience. Is that punk?
Yeah, what is that? Because I don't know if any of us had the typical college experience of Halloween.
My friend dressed up as a veggie burger every year for Halloween. Yeah,
that's pretty typical.
I dressed my dogs up one time and walked around.
Oh man, did you get candy?
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
I didn't give any of it to my dogs.
No. What were they dressed as?
Missy was a bunny, so she was like in a pink bunny thing with ears, and Charlie was a hot dog. Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? I once dressed Button Up as a punk. I got an outfit at Walmart, and it came with black boots.
Oh, my God.
And I had a jean jacket, and then it had just, like, a little pink mohawk. I still have all this stuff. It won't stay on her, though. Like, the mohawk just, like, falls off her head.
And this is where we get back to punk being very contextual, because mm-hmm. I feel like off-the-rack punk Halloween costumes, not punk, I would say.
Yeah.
But on a dog, that's the most punk thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and the jean jacket I made myself out of
that's punk.
Yeah.
That's pretty punk.
Well,
buying anything from Walmart... It gets tougher to think of as punk.
Yeah.
But making your own jean jacket is pretty fucking punk.
Pretty punk.
And making one for your dog so your dog can be punk. Man.
And
so maybe just that part. Just that part of the outfit was punk.
Listeners may not know Button.
Oh.
But Button is one of the most punk dogs I've ever met.
It's true.
She's just kinda
up there with Missy and Charlie.
Yeah.
And the greatest dog of all in terms of punk.
Ruby was extremely
punk. I was just going to say, just the famous one that we're all thinking.
You looked right at me. I thought you meant my dog.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Snoopy.
Yeah.
Snoopy. Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Who was in a Halloween special.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's something
that's
to
true.
Consider.
That's
yeah.
true. Well, so I will say Halloween, I think, is the most punk holiday after April Fool's Day.
After April Fool's Day. What about Arbor Day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty punk.
Yeah.
What about Labor Day?
Labor Day.
Morning class?
I mean, Labor Day in theory is punk, but it's kind of been appropriated by the bourgeoisie for, you know, getting engaged to your college boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I mean, maybe just at Christian colleges.
Is that a thing?
Oh.
Yeah. Labor Day, they all go away on weekend trips and they come back engaged.
That's not
I didn't
punk
know.
At all.
No, marriage is extremely not
I
punk.
I hate it.
What if we went around and just... Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to do something and you just say the first three words that come to mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, don't say penis.
Don't say bad words or penis. Shit, we're saying penis. Oh, I said a bad word.
We can't cut any of this. Children listen to this.
Oh. Is it punk is canceled? Okay.
I'm just waiting to yell penis.
I want
to
say the word,
and then you say
the first three words that come to mind.
Okay, which one of us first?
Penis, penis, penis.
All of you, both, at the same time.
Okay.
Halloween.
Punk, penis, popcorn.
Ghost. Candy corn.
Which candy tree? Okay. I felt like that would be a good way to, like, tell, of those things, what's punk. Does that make sense?
Punk is punk.
Punk is definitely punk.
Did you yell punk?
I said punk.
Why did you say popcorn?
It's
that,
with a
P. Delightful Halloween treat we all love.
You just come home with a bunch of candy and loose popcorn in your Halloween bag.
Oh, man.
Oh, when it's buttered popcorn, that's the best.
Popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls are...
Which I once bought for a movie night with you and Courtney. I bought Halloween popcorn balls with Halloween wrappers. We ate none of them. They sat in my kitchen for 1 year.
Friend of the show, Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney.
So...
Long time listener.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these all directly to
I think ghosts are pretty punk.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Not going where they're supposed to go.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Hanging out.
They got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Complete
loitering.
Misery.
Yeah.
Loitering.
Yeah.
Skateboarding.
The church hates them.
Yeah, church really hates them.
Except the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only one they like.
Yeah. He's pretty punk, too.
He is.
Causing schisms in the church over Trinitarian theology.
Can't understand what anybody's saying.
Yeah.
What were your other ones, Ghost?
Ghost and Candy Corn. And
Candy Corn.
I'm going to say I was pretty punk because I did a compound word for two of my three words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to brag, but I kind of went against convention there, so, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. But Candy Corn as a concept, I don't think is...
One of my students asked me if I liked candy corn today, and I said I didn't. And then the other one was like, "What is wrong with you?" And then it just kind of became this big, like, class-wide, very brief discussion about whether candy corn was good or not. And I don't think it's good. And I think it's...
Yeah.
I've never been happy about getting candy corn.
I like the mallow pumpkins. So if you get like the mixed candy corn that has little pumpkins in it.
I don't know about that.
I'll buy us a bag for next episode. For our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your third? Ghosts, candy corn?
No, candy corn, you said three words and candy corn is two words.
Oh.
That's why I'm punk ghost.
Did you really just say ghosts and candy?
I said ghost candy corn.
I thought you said ghosts, candy, and corn, and I was thinking of corn mazes, which I think are super punk.
Yeah, corn mazes are super punk.
For one, because it's like, how inefficient, like, that's not productive.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know, you're destroying some of your corn.
Yeah.
And it's like fun.
It is fun,
and like punk's kind of fun.
I said witches.
Witches, very punk.
Super punk.
Yeah.
Still pretty punk.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to, like, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to bring witches into like commodity culture in a way. Although,
I don't know.
Outfits, any outfit can be turned into
yeah.
a Walmart rack.
Yeah, I think we have to kind of jettison that as part of the Halloween discussion because like it just eats everything,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Walmart costume for everything. So,
is there anything about Halloween that doesn't involve buying stuff?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's trick or treat, you have to buy candy for it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just make a big batch of popcorn.
Scary movie night? I've never been to one.
I'm thinking. Because I was thinking like activities like carving a pumpkin, but you have to buy the pumpkin. You can also buy the pumpkin though from a pumpkin patch, like a small,
that's true,
like
yeah.
family owned pumpkin mm-hmm. patch.
But in terms of like commercialism, Halloween is like second place behind Christmas in terms of things that like maybe they were homegrown at one point and now it's just like
go to Kroger, buy your pumpkins,
big box
yeah.
store.
I mean, that even
starts in September, you know, so it's definitely,
I can't
see Halloween's
my
hard.
Lightning round was gonna be my pumpkin, but since I'm not doing the lightning round, I want to show you guys my pumpkin.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah,
I'm actually, oh, you don't, would you, I'm going to just send it to the group.
Okay. Oh, no, Justin doesn't have his phone.
But he has a computer.
Oh, good point.
Is it on Messenger?
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay. Oh, yeah. It's all like,
it's a gray, like,
creepy.
Veiny looking pumpkin.
That's a real ugly pumpkin.
I know, that was going to be my Is It Punk? But it seems relevant to the Halloween discussion.
Definitely.
Oh, man.
I think that's a pretty punk pumpkin.
Isn't it, though? But it's from Walmart.
No.
Oh. That's how they get you.
Yeah. But look at it. Like,
you gotta
zoom
post this
in
to the Twitter.
Look at the veiny things. Yeah, I will. Look at the veiny things on that first picture.
I think that's a pumpkin just dressed up as a Halloween monster.
I think it's like if a pumpkin were a human.
I sent it to my mom and she said it looks like a dead brain.
Your mom is so punk.
I know.
Yeah, that's gross.
But yeah, when we were buying it, a woman stopped us and was like, "Is that real?" And we were like, "Yeah." And she's like, "I've never seen something like that before." And we were like, "Yeah."
It looks like a Banicula pumpkin.
It does.
Yeah.
It got all its color sucked out.
Yeah.
Are we ready to vote on this one?
Oh, I'm so conflicted.
Yeah,
I think I am.
I think Halloween has so much punk about it that it can be punk. But at this point, you have to make it punk. It can't just be punk in and of itself. Like, just following, you know, you can't just go and buy the punk costume at Walmart and say, it's Halloween. But if you make your costume and you make a really small one so that it fits on your dog, that's when it starts getting punk again.
Okay. I really like that answer.
Yeah, that's beautiful, dude.
When instead of buying pumpkins from Walmart, you buy a bunch from the pumpkin patch and throw them at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's so
fucking
punk.
I really wish I'd gone to a pumpkin patch now.
We should go to a pumpkin patch.
We should.
Yeah.
No, okay. I like your answer.
Spike
and I'm cider. Going to change my answer to your answer. I was going to say it is punk just in that literally everything is like under capitalism and consumerism,
mm-hmm.
like, we're not going to be able to escape that in any of these conversations, so, that aside, its essence, I think, is punk, but
I believe it was Karl Marx who said there is no punkness under capitalism.
Oh, man.
I thought he said a great pumpkin was haunting capitalism.
Oh, no, that's Linus Van Pelt.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes, there is enough punkness in Halloween that Halloween is punk.
It still is punk.
Still is punk, despite everything.
I mean, yeah. It's what do you
punk.
Say when they open the door?
Trick or treat.
Mm. Yeah.
Truly, may that be said of all of us.
That's like the left hand of power, the right hand of power. Like, subversion, exerting power. Like, treat, you know, oh man, wow.
Plus, I mean, sometimes dogs dress up as hot dogs, so.
It's so fucking
fun. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
So, more than being conflicted by this, I really just want to share this with the world.
I think you've decided if this is punk or not, Sam.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I joined the Dollar Shave Club, and let me contextualize that a little bit. I did it for two reasons. One, it's cheaper than buying even, like, really cheap disposable razors at Walmart. Like, it's literally $3 a month. Two, it's packaged in, so if you get replacement blades, so you're not continually throwing away, like, plastic blades, and it's all packaged in paper and cardboard and not plastic. And so those are the two reasons why I decided to do it.
Listeners, we are not sponsored by the Dollar Shave
no.
Club, but we are
yet.
Willing to be.
Oh, Dollar
yes.
Shave Club.
You hit us
yeah,
up.
Yes.
Will.
No, I do have, I do take some issues, but I decided to do
fuck
it.
Fuck capitalism,
at least,
but Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
But, like,
I decided to try it. I actually haven't tried the razor yet. But, okay, anyway, the thing I did not expect is that my package came with a zine from the Dollar Shave Club, and this is the October issue number 12. It's called the Undead issue.
Why does it say Mel? Sorry.
That's a great question, though. Like, someone needs to be asking.
I have no idea.
Is that the title of it?
Maybe that's the author.
Mel Magazine at dollarshaveclub.com is the email.
Okay.
So this is like Mel Magazine.
Like Mad Magazine,
so,
but with an EL instead.
Yeah. So I wonder, I don't know. There's some sort of entity separate from the Dollar Shave Club, it seems. But they make these just for the Dollar Shave Club. I don't know. I might have to investigate that further.
Okay.
But this entire issue is about death. Okay? Which is not what I expected to come with my razor, my first razor. So let me just read you some of the topics in here. So the first one is back from the great beyond. So it's someone talking about their experience dying and being brought back. The next page, what really happens to your body after you die? So issues like, do your hair and nails keep growing?
I know
like
the
that.
Answer to this one.
What is it?
They don't,
that's
but
correct.
Your skin shrinks, so it looks like they grow.
What?
That's exactly
yeah.
right. That's what it says. So, okay, now we know that this is factually accurate,
well,
too.
Because I read it on the internet last week. But
yeah.
So did they.
Yeah.
They did their research.
Same place. Yeah, no, your skull just kind of shrinks. And
dang.
It looks like your hair is deeper than just the top. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. The next page is the science of the almost afterlife. So it's talking about why people have, like, out-of-body experiences,
ooh.
Tunnel vision, feelings of euphoria.
Like when they're dying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why cryogenics will never be a thing. So talking about why we won't ever be frozen and brought back to life. But then the next section is why animals can.
Oh.
The Animal Kingdom's freezer section.
Why?
The next page, let me get through
well, now
this.
Now I'm mad.
You can't spell funeral without fun.
That's true.
Not thrilled with the idea of being buried or having your ashes scattered in a river? Here are some of the most futuristic options for your remains. Thanks, Dollar Shave Club.
Jettison into space.
Is that one of them?
Yes.
Cool.
You look at the picture.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's nice illustrations in here, too, of, like, just, you know, dying.
I wonder, I mean, I bet there's maybe, like, a free PDF of this, and on on the Twitter we could...
Yeah.
Or at least take a picture of one of the pictures and put that up on the Twitter.
Cadaver in chief. 16 U.S. presidents have been dug up years later, usually to be moved to a better venue, but not always.
Have any of them have their brains examined for science?
Hmm. Well, Zachary Taylor was dug up to make sure he hadn't been poisoned.
Ooh.
Had he?
No, he just ate bad cherries.
That's how you poison someone.
He died suddenly in 1850 after eating cherries and milk. Turns out he wasn't poisoned. That's all
poisoned,
we get.
Poisoned by cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta solve this crime.
Have this water. Oh, good. I thought it was milk. I'm allergic to milk.
Oh, wow.
No, it's just water, Zach.
Mm-hmm. Was he allergic to milk?
Doesn't say.
They need to re-dig up the body.
At least re-dig up this case.
Yeah.
Lincoln has been reburied so many times that historians have literally lost track. It's been about 10 times.
Do they know where he's buried currently? They've just lost track of how many times he's been buried.
Yeah,
well, in the ground.
So.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So.
Like old John
Brown.
Okay.
Wait, the next page is how to tell if you're possessed.
Well.
I mean.
An aversion to the sacred. Knowledge of hidden things. Speaking in tongues. Enhanced strength. Spasms of the arms and legs. Definitely possessed.
Seems to be a little counter to the earlier parts of this scene, but
maybe
okay.
It's moving in a direction.
You won't live forever, but you may
be possessed
by a demon.
I feel like I don't want an article about how to know I'm possessed. Like, I feel like I'd figure that one out. Lickety split.
I feel like I'm in trouble if I'm possessed, and an article isn't going to help me.
Right. I want to know if, like, my friend is possessed, you know?
Yeah.
How to tell a friend is possessed. Yeah. But that also seems like irresponsible journalism.
Mm-hmm. What would an all-brain diet do to you?
What? I beg your pardon?
Okay, this is getting punk.
What kind of brains?
Well, let's see. Your brain is 60% fat, regardless of how much TV you watch. primarily protein, carbohydrates. We also know that an entire human brain is around 2,000 calories.
So this is
about... So it would fill an entire day if you ate only one. You only need one brain a day.
Damn.
But zombies...
A brain a day keeps...
So these are human brains, not like sheep brains.
Or like ant brains.
Yeah.
All brains have
2,000
calories.
Okay, well, next it talks about animal. No, so as it turns out, both pork and lamb brains had about the same nutritional content per 100 grams serving, including around 140 calories. That's not much.
140 calories?
Yeah, 10 grams of fat. So, but these are, you know, these are pork and lamb brains.
Okay. They're smaller.
Well, these were cooked animal brains as opposed to raw people brains. Human noggin meat numbers may not be too different.
Human noggin meat numbers.
Wow. Well, I don't know if this zine is punk, but that is the name of my next punk band.
Yeah,
so,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Human noggin meat. We are human noggin meat numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4.
A diet exclusively made up of these contents might help with some weight loss goals. In the same way, keto diet would. But other side effects might catch up with you, such as digestive issues, high cholesterol, and hypertension.
Also, being arrested.
Additionally, organ meat contains purine protein, which is notorious for causing gout.
Oh.
If that's not enough to scare you off brains,
It's fucking crazy.
Archaeologist James Cole, mentions another concern which he found during research into the cannibalistic diets of early man. The risks of contracting a neurodegenerative disease could be quite high. So not only would you be eating like a zombie, you'd probably have the personality of one, too.
Damn.
Oh,
how
jokes.
Do I become a writer?
Yeah.
How do I stop bleeding from shaving? So that's just some nice tips.
This seems to be moving from the theme.
Yeah.
And back
get
to the...
Get to know your body, the skeleton. So this is just like an educational page.
Yeah. Hey, how do you stop bleeding?
What's on the very last, on the back cover?
Just a bunch of guys in underwear walking down the street.
Okay.
That's fun.
And it says, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I'm sure you feel really welcome now.
Oh, yes, that's a huge thing. It's super gendered. And they have, like, certain advertisements that are, like, it's for women, too. But if you go to their website, like, some of their products are actually called men's such and such, even though there's no reason that would be a man's product. Also, they sell butt wipes, which did not come in my package, but they have all the shaving gear. And then they just have, like, nice little wet wipes that they sell. It's men's wet wipes.
Oh, okay.
They're called One Wipe Charlies.
Yeah. So I actually we do rhetorical analysis in my 111, or we did in my 111s of the Dollar Shave Club commercial. And then someone brought in the One Wipe Charlies one semester, too, to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last is just some games.
Ooh.
Okay.
A spread of games.
And you've already filled them all out?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
It's just naturally purple.
But this is your bathroom reader, so I have to do it later.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Question, are you supposed to do the bathroom reader while shaving? Because that seems tough.
I don't know. We'll have to write in and ask.
Well, it can't be while showering. The thing's made of paper.
That's true. Or maybe that's the point. It's biodegradable.
Oh.
Just goes down the drain when you're done.
And it's like a timed thing.
Yeah.
Like you have to finish that crossword puzzle real fast.
You better read.
But yeah, these are like riddles.
It sounds like there are more words than pictures, which to me just doesn't seem that punk. To me, the more pictures there are in something, the more punk it is, because that's easier for me. I don't have to read.
You literally have a degree in creative writing.
That doesn't mean I don't like pictures.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think... No, but no, it's not punk.
No.
But it was a pleasant surprise. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a zine. I think I spent my whole life calling it a zine. I'm very embarrassed. Like, zine as a genre is pretty punk because they're like
it
small
is.
Issue.
Specifically, though, because it's not backed by, like, a publishing house or corporation, this is.
Yeah.
So, it's almost like masquerading as a zine, but it's really not.
It's not
like,
a zine,
it's some sort of, it's like a promotional material of sorts in disguise.
And it's more like a zine from a, like, you would find it in a cereal box before you would find it in, like, something that actually wanted to have content to it. You know what I mean? Like, even though it has little things in it, it's just little things. They're all really superficial, like, dips into something, which I guess is consistent with, like, a bathroom reader. But, like, when I think of a zine, I usually think there's, like, a takeaway. There's, even when it's short and brief, there's, like, oh, this is meaningful to me.
There's also something about the fact that you didn't ask for it, you received it, that, like, goes against zine culture as I understand it, which is like people finding each other.
Yeah.
Like there has to be a searching for it to really.
Does it say who the authors are?
No disrespect
to
these authors.
I think it just.
No, because I'm going to at them and be like, look.
You're not punk. You think you're punk. Yeah, I think my vote is not
no,
punk.
No, it just says Mel Magazine.
But I would sell out to them, like if they offered me a job.
Yeah.
Like, let me be clear here.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Oh, we got another
siren.
That's pretty punk. Let's just listen to it for the Halloween episode. Probably vandals.
Probably witches.
They took all the handles.
Too punk. Keep it up, witches. Okay. So my vote, I think, is also not punk, but a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Like, I don't think punk is an evaluative in terms of, like, good or bad. It's just punk or not punk.
Yeah.
And this isn't punk.
Also, I did my research, and I was trying to figure out, like, whether it was worth, like, joining this and giving the money and all of that, and it was a process for me. Nowhere in any of, like, the pros and cons lists I read did anybody mention, like, the free zine that comes with it, which would be very top of my list. If someone asked me, I'd be like, first of all, you get a zine.
Yes.
Sometimes it's about death.
And what else comes? Something to do with shaving. I can't remember what else comes.
I will say writing about death.
Yeah, they didn't shy away. They weren't like, this is gonna be the, you know, fun crafts to make, or, you know.
At the same time, when you said it was gonna be about death, I was thinking about zine, I was like, this is gonna be a story about someone confronting their own death, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Of dealing with death.
Something personal,
yeah.
But you know, we don't even have a name for this,
Maybe just Mel. Okay, are we ready for the lightning round?
Yeah.
For my lightning round, I want to bring to you healthy treat alternatives to give out at Halloween. Are they punk?
Start. No. Wait, yes. No! Ah! I'm gonna Catherine, go.
Sometimes kids have, like, allergies, and then it's very thoughtful to think about the fact that not everyone in the world is exactly like you. That's punk. On the other hand, houses that gave out, like, apples and toothbrushes were the worst houses, so not punk.
Oh, I'm so torn. I really am.
I'm gonna say it comes down to choice.
Yeah.
If you're forcing your apples on poor children who just want to dress up as a goblin for a day, you're not punk. But
that's my answer, too.
If you're being thoughtful and you're saying, hey, you're out here with your parents, maybe they know you have a nut allergy, I have prepared these lovely popcorn balls just in case. Punk.
Having options, I think, think absolutely. Having options, letting the children decide, but also having good alternatives and not, you know, just like really, like an apple slice or something.
Yeah. Something old.
Right? Yeah, something good.
I will also say, just as a coda, I know it's for me. If you're a dentist, stand by your values, I don't judge you.
Yeah. I feel like there's something almost for me, like, about naivete and how that influences it. So, like, if you give out apples, but you're just like someone who doesn't even think about it, you're just like, oh, apples are good. I'll give kids apples. To me, there's something cool and punk about that. But if you're like, these kids are eating too many sweets, I need to give them apples, then you're like, your power has gone to your head.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'll tell you what you're going to eat. And that's not punk at all. So there's a way that, like, if you just like healthy food and it brings you joy and you're like, I want to share my love of apples with the world, that could be punk. But, yeah.
That's a good answer.
Cool.
All right. Well, obviously next month's episode will be our
Thanksgiving
episode.
No, we were themed.
I guess we are
okay.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
But also we might do an episode before that, who knows? And these aren't gonna come out until June of 2019, so no worries.
No, I'm gonna post it.
Not punk.
You're only gonna
be
able to post
it.
I don't know when I'm gonna
any day now.
All right. And maybe it's punk to be late.
Is Hot Topic punk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Because
everything in that place.
Because of Hot Topic.
The only thing more punk than Hot Topic is Spencer's.
Spencer's is very fun question.
Spencer's
no,
is not
Hot
punk.
Topic.
Spencer's is just gross.
Wait, we gotta save it for the podcast.
Oh, dang it.
I'm just saying, if Hot Topic is punk, then nothing is more punk than posting Halloween on Christmas.
I don't think Hot
and
Topic
the
is
night
punk.
Wishing it
I
never
think
ends, wishing it never
the
ends.
The preteens who dress in Hot Topic clothes are punk.
Oh. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye.
Stay punk.
Or don't. It's your choice.
Stay punk. Yeah.